State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby J. Time for a bonus edition of Big Facts, goddammit, because that's what the people want. Shout out to the homie Shy up in here, Kodak up in here,
yes, sir.
Kashizi. Up in here. Jay, what are we doing? What are we talking about on this fine day?
What's up, niggas?
What's up, niggas?
So look, here's the topic and here's the question that we're going to elaborate on today. Is it possible for you to find love after success? Meaning, is it possible for you to find somebody that genuinely loves you and genuinely cares about you after the fact of all the years that you put in for your grind and, you know, all of after you've been doing all of the stuff that you've done to get to where you are, if they were not with you before you had any of the shit that you have now?
I mean, it's possible, but it's going to be hard as
it happens.
Well, you just said exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible. Anything is possible, but.
Because then you got
it's going to be hard to trust it.
Yeah, you got to filter out all the people who are really going to be genuine, because you're going to be having a lot of people that's coming to you that's going to be putting on the front, acting like the person that they think you want, But like, shit, all the people ain't genuine. Some of them have ulterior
motives.
Most of them.
But does that mean you just don't try?
No, you're going to try. You got to be prepared to fail a lot when it comes to that shit. Mm. A lot, like, it's...
Yeah, you can't get discouraged. You got to keep going.
Yeah, it's kind of like you playing basketball, right? It's gonna be easier to make the layups. The layups is before you got the fame, but shit.
But how you gonna know you failed though?
You're gonna know
how.
You're gonna
you got the money, so they gonna do everything they got to do to make you feel like they love you.
For the convenience.
A snake,
you gonna see through that shit.
The snake can't hide in the grass.
The snake is gonna shed its skin.
Yeah, for sure. But some people fake it for years.
But some people good.
Years.
Some people good.
But you can fake it for a million years, but you can't fake it for.
And also, sometimes you know, like every fucked up relationship I've been in, it's been something that happened that kind of gave me pause. Thing like
that triggered you to like
something's up. Something's wrong.
That set off the alarm.
Yeah, like you know, even like when it's not just like, you know, intimate relationships, even when it's friendships, you can tell when a friendship's about to go bad. Like, damn, this shit different now. This shit feel different. You feel me? So like, she can play the role, but you gonna know eventually. Now, whether you act on it or not is up to you.
But you could think you tripping.
You know. You know when you tripping, and you know when it's your actual intuition saying, like, damn, something not right with her. So whether
But name a nigga that move off of that, though. Like, if this girl ain't did nothing. You ain't called in then. She do everything. She do everything she's supposed that you want. But she just there for your money.
eventually, if she's only there for the money, she's gonna do something that shows she's only there for the money.
How? I got a job. I'm an actor. I'm an actress.
Right, that's her job.
How? What am I do?
Her job is.
But if she's only there, no. Listen, I'm finna answer this. If she's only there for the money, shit. if she's only there for the money.
Not on camera.
Right.
I bet y'all wouldn't have did that on camera.
Go ahead, girl. That on camera, too.
It's she's.
That, too, Jay.
What?
We have flying chips in the studio. Y'all never believe it. It's like some UFO shit. Go ahead.
So, goddamn. Stop. If she's only there for the money and she's a quote unquote actor, you can only act for so long. Like I said, like you're only gonna be able to hold that act for so long.
I agree with you, Jay.
It might
some
be forever. It might be a long ass time.
It might be for life.
It might be a long
that
ass
person
time.
Know that this is my lifeline and this is how I get fed and this is how I you eat and this is how I get these persons. If, this, if that's how I get not, these
if
cars.
That's not, if what you're doing is not what you're really trying to do or is not how you really feel, you're gonna slip up eventually.
Yeah, what? But when the person slip up, I'm already in love with you. So slip up, I could think we're just going through some relationship shit.
And it ain't about the money, right?
That's what I say. You just gotta, I ain't found
you
it after
fake
that.
You don't fake that.
There's plenty.
It's going on right now on everywhere. Man, no, them people may know they being used for the money. They just accepting their role. Like,
what a punch strike.
If this person is here and I've been consistent with them, at least I know they're consistent with whatever they're trying to do. They may be using me. Well, shit, I'm using them at this point, too.
How? Using you?
If it's, like, say it's somebody, let's say it's you got a 20-year-old woman and a nigga that's, like, damn, they're 50, 60 years old. He organically not going to get somebody that looks that good at his age. Shit. I'm be using you for your aesthetic. You got the good shit that I like. I got the money that you want. Shit, we locked in. It's a business transaction.
Nah, we ain't
at that
saying
point.
That. We saying that if I meet a chick right now and I'm already up, I'm already straight.
You up?
Yeah, I call her on some regular shit, thinking I don't call a square broad that just go to nursing school. But she already on to what I got going on. We lock in. I think I got some, but she really don't fuck with me for real.
But then it goes back to energy. Like, you can't hide energy.
You can't.
But some people can't read
energy.
You
can't hide energy.
Yeah, some people can't read
energy. Well, maybe I'm really reading energy.
But I don't have partners before, like, no, she, what you mean? I'm like, let me back up because I'm going to be a hater.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Bro, come on, man.
Everybody don't read that energy like that. It's a lot of.
Maybe I'm really good at reading energy.
Well, there's a lot of naive people on this planet.
Yeah, I am.
Like, I'm so good at reading energy. Sometimes I cut shit off prematurely. Like, even if I even feel like you're trying to play me. And that's not.
That's called insecurity.
No, hold on. Wait.
That's not insecurity.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to tell y'all.
I'm just saying that's insecurity.
Wait. Hold on. It's a name for that shit. I'm finna tell y'all what it is. It's called. Hold on.
Why you find that? I'm just saying, like, people don't always read energy properly. And people can fake it forever.
It's called hypervigilance.
Okay. I'm a hypervigilant ass nigga. Okay.
And it's that's a symptom shit, of abandonment trauma. And that means when you notice every small change in a person's tone, like delays in responding, lack of interest, and you basically literally break your own heart.
Damn, I need
that's
therapy.
Called shit, hypervigilance.
Big homie.
Damn. Damn.
How you know what they say? They don't know.
Mm-hmm. Screen, hit me your therapist, man. But now, because
I'm guilty of that shit. I do that shit too. Like when I notice people like not responding to me the same, or they're like acting a different way with me or whatever, then my overthinking kicks into high gear and I'm like, okay, so what's going on? Is it about to be over? Like, are they not my friends anymore? Do they not like me? Like, but this is only with people that, like, the few select people that I really truly love and care about. Like, I don't give a fuck about nobody else. But the people that I love and I care about, they can take me there and then it just fucks up my whole shit. Like, because I'm noticing these changes and I'm trying to figure out, like, what did I do to make you change the way that you're acting towards me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, for real. Like, even it, like, it gets to the point where, like, even if it's not, like, not even on some relationship
shit.
Yeah,
that's a sickness.
If it's a friend, if it's a friendship.
Another motherfucker could be going through anything and just acting the way he's going, what they going through.
Well, that's why you got to communicate whoever you're going through.
I ain't
got to
tell you shit, because I could feel weak by communicating that.
If we friends, we got to communicate.
How?
How? You don't have to communicate.
You don't got
to
communicate with your friends?
I'm not calling no nigga my business.
Right. I got friends that I don't even talk to like that.
I'm saying if there's an issue, like if you have an issue with something that I did, and I'm like, damn.
Not nothing you did.
No. I could be having an issue with Bank right now, but be taking my frustrations out on you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you thinking that I'm acting funny with you.
He said, but I'm you thinking I'm acting funny with you, but I'm really just still processing this bullshit.
I'm really just acting funny.
Yeah.
I ain't acting funny with nobody. I'm just on some funny shit right now.
Yeah.
Ain't got shit to do with you. Like, people take that shit too personal.
But then that goes back to the abandonment trauma.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's within
that's why
you.
He says it.
Like, people have to know that. Yeah, like I said, like, it's illness because people have to know certain shit. See, I'm just a nigga that'll sit back, smoke me a blunt, and dissect myself. Like, hell nah, man, you feel like this because these folks probably ain't even thinking about that.
Mm.
They probably, how you know? Nigga, you can't read people mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's every human.
I be doing that shit too, but I'm like, damn,
we can read a
person's
wrong.
Mind. I'm
is.
Right.
Not you never not knowing. Ain't no telling what these folks got going on before they came around you.
Yeah, that is true.
Right or wrong, I don't give a fuck. Spouse, friendship, family, whatever, you don't know because people don't tell you all their fucking business. Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Nah, you're right. You're right. You're definitely right.
So that's what I'm saying. So that goes back to say, you saying you can always see a sign. You can't always see a sign because you can have somebody that genuinely love you.
Yeah.
With those same characteristics as a person that's showing you some signs.
Some funny shit.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how can you tell, like, how can you
really can't.
Trust love when you already up? Because it's like, it's possible, but I ain't never hit the lot.
Yeah, you might, that might not be.
This guy once told me, you test a woman's love when she has everything and you test a man's love when he don't have anything.
No,
for real. Like, if a woman have everything, you'll be able to know if she really, really loves you, because if she needs you or whatever. But if a man don't have anything, he'll be able to show you.
Like, hell no. Because if a nigga ain't got nothing, he's gonna most definitely love you to death if you can do everything for him.
Nah, it's what you trying to say. This is go for people. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Not just you can't divide it. It's both of them.
But see, a person like me, sometimes I be like so over the shit, trying to figure it out. I just don't fuck with nobody.
Shit, but guess what? At the end of the day, when you do that, guess what you do? You make people around you feel like, damn, what I do to Jay.
Mm.
No, I mean, not like fuck with nobody, like fuck with nobody. I'm talking about like on some like love and relationship type shit. I just kind of be like, just chill on that shit because it's like, sometimes it be too much trying to figure it out. Like, nah, why are they here?
Why y'all think we got emotions? What y'all think God was thinking to when help, he said, I'm finna get him emotions?
To help process shit that happens to
man,
us. I think like...
cloud the judgment of every fucking thing we think.
Right, yeah.
To make us human. Emotions make you more human than anything.
Yeah.
What
like,
you mean?
You got you need
emotions
all
Emotions are the really, need, only, really the only thing that make you human outside
really?
Of the fact
you
that you
emotions?
Don't have scales and fucking
you need,
claws
this,
and
this shit
like
really
like
some crazy shit.
You need all your emotions though.
These are miracles what we're doing. Like how the fuck do niggas know how to read a nigga eyes and body movements and this shit crazy what we got going on.
Do a lot
on.
More like, that. If you tap in deeper, you can do a lot. Like we are capable of a lot more than what we do.
Like the people that really
real
study
shit.
Human, like
my
human psychology.
A screaming robot.
You think you're a robot? I'm saying what I accomplished now versus what I used to be able to do maybe 10, 15 years ago when I didn't know.
Where your circuit breaker at, nigga?
He charged up too.
Hell yeah.
You know how this shit go. If you eat better and you work out, you're like, oh shit. I didn't even know I was capable of moving like this, thinking like this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then if you start reading, now your mind's starting
now you're
to
like,
click.
Oh, shit.
You're starting to say these
I
words.
I didn't know
and
I could
shit.
Think that type of shit. You
yeah,
know what
real shit.
We capable of a lot more.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
And just like you in that therapy, I'll be in that meditation. When you get in that meditation, bro, you go to another space. You're almost floating.
What you gotta try that.
Just be quiet.
Yeah.
And tell your brain to be quiet.
Man, that shit hard as fuck.
It's hard as fuck.
I can't stop thinking.
I feel you. I was the same way. Somebody sat me down.
I'd be driving the whole wrong way.
I could be driving I could just be driving, bro, and be so caught up in my thoughts. I forget what I'm going. Damn, what the fuck? I'm on the expressway.
I told the person the first time I sat down to meditate.
Yeah, I be doing that shit.
I couldn't do the shit the first couple times.
It's like a miracle that I didn't crash or like, you know what I'm saying, run off the road and
I'm still
like
doing it. But my mind
I click out. Like, I be thinking about some shit, and I'll click out and then click back in, and I'm still, like, coasting. Like, thank God nobody hit the brakes or, you know what I'm saying, no shit like that. Like, I've done that before plenty of times.
You turn your brain off.
Meditation. Just try when you first try meditating. I know when I first started, I tried to I first started, I tried to only think of black.
I'm gonna try that.
So you only see pitch black.
Shrooms?
Mm-hmm. No, don't do it. Be in a happy place when you try it.
I did.
But just try to like whatever it is, pitch black, and you stop your mind. Like you literally stop your mind from thinking.
It's seriously.
Just everything.
The first
everything
time I did it,
clear.
All I thought about was sex, money, and all
the
shit.
The first time you did a shroom?
No.
Shrooms.
Yeah.
We need to have a shroom party.
Shroom your ass on that.
Man, hell nah.
But all I thought about was money and sex and all that. I told the person that was teaching me, I was like, all I'm thinking about is all the shit I be thinking about. But when you keep doing it just like an exercise, eventually, like I can turn my brain off.
And do what?
And just
be off.
It'll be blank.
That's it.
You ever seen that LeBron calm shit? I'm telling you, it's real, bro.
You really can. Not
how do you do
shit.
That? Meditate.
It takes practice.
For how long, though?
I've done up to 2 hours.
Were you high?
I got people.
No. You just ain't thinking sober. About shit.
No,
sober, fast.
Man, that shit impossible.
You really can.
I go to a temple, they do 8 hours.
See, I'll be at that temple acting like I ain't thinking about shit, thinking about all kind of bullshit.
And
that's
at
what
everybody.
I used to do. That's what I used to do. What them niggas doing
there? Yeah. Like, if this nigga really zoned that, like,
I'm talking about, it's so deep, your senses are turned off, everything. That's Peshla mixed.
Like, you can't smell.
You zone out. It's like you sleep, but you up. You're aware. It raises your awareness and shit, but you put your brain off.
And what'd it do?
When you come back, you centered. You balance. Yeah. You thinking. I'm telling you, think clear every day. Like, I had them days, like today, Jay don't know. She been better. She's on fire. When she's on fire, you did something to create that. I'm telling you. Something you did, ate, slept.
True.
Something put you in that zone.
You sneaking in them shrooms.
Something put you in that zone. When niggas go in that zone, something put you in that zone.
Then I take that one of them goddamn pill that making any nigga check out.
Oh, the fentanyls. No fentanyls.
Yeah, why y'all just got to think she on drugs? Why she can't just, you know, got pop good or something?
She said she's on the show.
She can't be like a regular woman. She can't be a regular woman. What's her name? Right now.
What's that?
Got yoga. Popped good.
What the yoga?
Yoga is part of that, but my body, I don't do all that.
Yoga and meditation the same.
It's close.
No, you know what you gotta. You know what y'all gotta try real shit. And I did this, and like, if I was like a person that was like really like into the sweat, I do it every day and the heat and shit like that. Hot yoga.
I heard of it.
Yeah. I've never tried it.
Hot yoga is the
You should try guided meditation.
I got it.
No, I'm serious. Like, you could look up on YouTube, like, guided meditation. It'll help you meditate.
How the hell you go blank? So you got to get your phone and
You know what everything. It is? You meditate. You don't even know it.
Yeah.
That smoking that weed is meditating. That's what it is.
Huh?
Smoking weed is meditation.
Oh, well, shit, I'm good then.
Yeah, it's not the full real meditation. It's not meditation. The full, yeah, like, that's where it comes from, like Indian peace pipes and shit. It's just silence.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, you ain't got to meditate, but you need to have some fucking silence sometimes.
So you, when you meditate, you can't think of nothing you were thinking of while you
blank out. No. I'm telling you, it's like being asleep, yeah, but seriously. Being up. I'm telling you, it's real. It sounds like some crazy shit, but this is doc. You can ask people. You can meditate and tune out. Then when you come back, you'll be on some other shit.
Or try meditating on your way to sleep.
Jade is looking
for
at
me,
stupid.
For example, I can't.
Nah, I just zoned out. I was thinking. I was
like, for me, I
do you
can't.
Meditate, JoJo? Huh? Do you meditate?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn. Okay, so look, for me, I can't sleep unless I meditate. Like, I have to put on meditation music on my way for me to go to sleep. Turn it off. Turn off all my TVs and everything, be pitch black, and I have to meditate my way to sleep.
No, I can't.
And then when I wake up, I feel like super bomb. I feel super refreshed. All the meditation music was going on the whole night.
So you don't lay in the bed and look at TV?
Not when I'm going to sleep. No, I meditate.
I've been in my room in over
30 years. Yeah. Well, on my way to sleep, when I know I'm winding down, turn everything off.
Can you meditate with hookah?
Oh, you hookah thot.
Say no TV in the room. What you mean?
No TV in the room. Yeah. It's distracting.
In your bedroom?
No, you can't. Because if
rest,
you go to...
Like, you rest your body, your temple, your mind, your spirit, everything. Like, you rested.
Yeah.
You gotta think the last thing you see on that TV is subconsciously...
It's in your brain. Brain. Have you ever went to sleep and had crazy-ass nightmares because of what's on your TV?
Yeah.
Like, if you're dreaming... Like, if you dream and you're dreaming about some crazy-ass shit, 9 times out of 10, it's because your subconscious is working from your TV.
Yeah.
So you got to turn all that shit off.
I was watching some scary shit one time.
Your dreams were crazy.
Fucking nightmare. Worst nightmare I ever had.
I'm telling you.
But see, by the time I get in the house, the news be on.
That's your problem.
So, like, that's what I be looking at when I go to sleep.
No, you turn that shit off.
Damn.
Because you fucking with your subconscious.
That's why you wake up so listening on go, listening to that
yeah,
bullshit.
Ready to kill some shit.
Wake up listening, wake up like, with beef.
Wake right, up, wake ready up to kill smoke. Shit.
Damn,
I'm
man,
just saying, you could
crazy.
Turn, and I'm done with it, you could turn your brain off. A big part of fasting is turning your core off. Like,
I want to try that
your,
shit, too.
Let your body rest from having to digest all the time and shit. Like, if you want a break, you want a vacation,
okay,
so
let me
ask
you,
your body want a fucking vacation from. Digesting shit all the time. That's why people fast.
Let me ask you this.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever done like a water fast?
Not water alone, like water and lemon.
I'm trying, but that shit hard. I be hungry and I want food.
I made about 2 days. I ain't gonna lie to you. I did water and lemon. I made it.
But isn't that unhealthy for you to only drink water?
I'm trying to be at a caloric deficit. I'm trying to drop weight. So shit.
Yeah.
So what about water and fruit? Have you ever done that?
I've done vegan. You know what I'm saying? Like no meat. But I don't do well when I don't eat. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't do good when I don't eat either, but they say that after like the second or third day,
you get used to it for sure.
Your body resets and it's not a problem no more.
You definitely get used to this shit.
Have you tried it?
Mm-mm. I want to.
I want to too, but I'll be hungry.
That shit in your mind though.
Man, fuck that. And food in my mouth.
The body ain't set up for that shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say I ain't set up for that one now.
This shit in your mind.
Damn,
people do Ramadan and do it.
Do I want to eat this?
People go straight to Ramadan and do it.
But I couldn't picture not eating nothing.
They don't eat till after sundown and shit.
See, I've done that when I was with.
But you eat whatever you want to eat. Then at that point, right?
When I was with Rollo and them on the road,
I'm trying to do that every day.
Some people struggle with it, but what time is Sunday? You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Like Sunday,
that's easy.
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You just say you don't want to do it. Like some shit, I don't want to do. I don't want to do yoga. I'm not doing this shit.
What if we do a Big Facts fast together as a team?
Hey man, fuck that. No, we're not doing it.
Back to our regularly scheduled Big Facts. What the hell was we talking about before?
Oh, you said how much? Well, you can't eat before it's to sundown.
Ramadan, like seven doing Ramadan five.
I did that shit with Rollo and them. That shit really, like, the first day I was irritated because, like, I was used to eating.
Used to eating.
But I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to eat in front of them and they couldn't eat. So we all just did it together.
Yeah.
And after, like, the first or second day, like,
it was. Let me ask you, how you feel? Cool. How it make you feel?
After
during,
like,
and after. How it make
the
you
third,
feel?
The, from the third to the seventh day or the eighth day or however many days.
Yeah.
I felt great.
Exactly.
I felt great.
But what you supposed to eat though?
You can eat whatever
you want.
You
can eat whatever you
want to
eat. You just can't eat until after
pray,
the sun
like
goes down.
How Stat came in here, you pray and then you break your fast after the sun go down.
Yeah, with a piece of bread or like some crackers or something, and then you can eat food.
Then you can eat whatever you want to eat. Just not what Muslims don't eat. Pork and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that. Back to our regularly scheduled Big Facts program. Can you find love after you're successful? Kodak says,
you can, but it's hard. I was about to say, fuck no, but you can, but it's hard. It's going to be hard as hell. JoJo, what do you think? Can you find love after you're famous?
Yes, we're good. Yeah. It's live.
If you find love, it might not be genuine, but they'll love you, though.
Damn, I didn't know that.
That's hard.
It might not be genuine, but they'll love you.
But what if you find love?
Don't love got to be genuine?
Yeah, it got to be genuine.
Niggas. People will love you for what you do for them. So if you're successful and you're doing for them, they're gonna love you.
That's not love, that's convenience.
Yeah.
But that's still love. They that's still bro, this shit is confused out here. She right, really.
That's love.
But you could okay, what if that person's on the same level? You then at that point you could
them
find
folks,
real
what
love.
You're saying is if y'all agree to use
it. As long as you got money,
I'm saying
I love you. You fall off, that shit gone.
That's not love.
No, I'm
that's
saying
that's
what
convenient.
If
that's
she
convenient.
Don't give a
love. It's different types of love.
No.
It's different types of love. So that's like that's
hell
one type
no.
of love.
We
yes,
going the wrong way. You can't
nah.
if somebody runs I thought love
it is,
okay, I thought love
types
was
of
unconditional.
Yeah.
It is multiple
doesn't
unconditional go with love?
Yeah.
No.
Hell
no. No. No.
Unconditional two totally different words. Bro,
what you mean?
I can unconditionally love you, or I can just love you.
Huh?
Okay. Right. Okay.
But that regular, regular nigga love comes with conditions.
Yeah. It's conditions on this bro. Listen,
regular nigga love. Come
you can find
money.
True love if yeah, she's on the like, same. Like if she's on the same level as you, I think if the people are on the same level, I think you can find true love.
How?
Like if I got bread. Love? If I got bread and you got bread and then we just so happen to meet and we like each other and it works, then I don't think that's fair.
So now you're getting on some equally yoked shit.
Yeah,
so
we,
you don't
we
think
equally,
that a person that's up can fall in love with a person that ain't up.
Nah, that's ooh, that.
I
yeah,
I
you can.
At that point, I don't think it'll be genuine.
Nah,
damn,
it's going to be, it's possible to find genuine
person,
love, but the relationship.
They can't know how
it's going to, it's possible that the relationship is going to be strained at some point. Because one of them is up here and the other one is down there.
So y'all preaching equally yoked, which I'm,
yeah,
I'm with that.
Yeah.
It's just fucked up that, because it could be a great person that just don't have.
But just because the motherfucker equally you, that still don't mean y'all gonna love
wait,
each other.
Wait, you can find real love if the person
still
don't know
mean
who you
y'all
are.
Love each other like that. You just might feel like, goddamn, shit, my bitch ain't broke.
I'm screaming.
You know what I'm saying? You might just feel like, shit, this it. I'm gonna learn to love this.
Yeah.
Because we straight.
Yeah.
This is a
sad.
Great.
I think what y'all saying is true, but it's sad. Damn.
You can always grow to love somebody.
Yeah, but what if they don't even know who you are? Like at that point, like if I don't know who Bank is and I meet him, I could be broke, but I don't know who you are and what you got.
Yeah, everybody then, know everybody.
That shit just happened.
That's not necessarily true.
That shit just
man,
with
get what one thing about it, you gonna know me after you see how I'm moving.
The gymnast.
You don't know me when I come
he was
you
lying.
Up thing, thing.
You could tell that man was lying.
He said he didn't know who she was.
Yes. He's lying.
Who watches gymnast shit?
But just because he didn't watch it don't
she's
mean you don't know
all
who
over
baby girl is.
Like, that's
his lie. You could
But we were talking about energy. His energy was a lie.
You put a famous skater in front of me right now, I wouldn't know who he was.
But if we were talking about her like we talk about,
but guess what? Famous or rich?
Either or. What's the nigga?
If you put a rich nigga in front of a broke nigga, he know he rich.
Mm. You put Lionel Messi in front of me right now, I wouldn't know. What kind of shoes he got on? What
you gonna tell? You can tell from their actions the truth. Like if a nigga, you can't really hide it.
Yeah, you
can. Because the way your taste buds don't even eat no broke shit.
Yeah, you sense money. You sense money.
You're saying a broke nigga can tell a rich nigga.
I mean, anybody that's broke can tell a person that's on a better status than you.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know where you at.
Yeah, you feel the money.
You can see this in these folks' conversation. It could just be in their conversation. It could be in the way they fucking hold their hand or how he sit or cross his legs or how she, you know what I'm saying, how she brushes her hair back. Mm-hmm. This bitch got some. You know what I'm saying? You can tell.
So you're saying that you can tell, you can always tell when somebody has it.
Yeah, yes. Sure.
So that's what I'm saying. You can tell when a motherfucker wants it. You can tell when a motherfucker is there for your shit.
No.
You can't.
I mean,
the snakes and the grass are going to show their face eventually.
We be good at it sometimes. We be real good at it.
We're going to bring like a ball.
No, not that girl.
A ball MJG or too short in here and revisit that. You tripping, bro. They will trick you. Forever.
What's the word we just found out today?
Hey, guess what? There's somebody who can trick you.
Yeah, bro.
We know you throw that. Yeah, especially
shit. Sweet Penny Annie over here. Yeah.
Get them yams, get them yams.
That nigga gonna get tricked out of his shoes.
Love me, bro. I love her.
Them yams, get the yams.
I don't see some yams.
I'll die for this bitch. You see them yams?
Kill one of y'all about this bitch.
Don't even talk about my bitch.
You know what? I quit. Don't even look at my girl, nigga.
Whole time.
Whole time. This all in the corner sucking dick.
Right. Houdini, man. These hoes is Houdini. I know some bitches who Houdini.
And learned it from their mama.
Like, have been in relationships.
Learned it from their mama. Have been in
generations. Generations of magicians.
Yeah. Generational.
That's something you gotta learn, for real shit. And you got coaches, aunties, and sisters.
That's what I just said.
All your aunties put you on for sure.
Like, soon you get ready to break, I don't think I can do it no more. This nigga just don't do it. Girl, what are you gonna do then? What other alternative do you have? Coach you right back to it.
Put it out there.
Pep talk.
That's like that Kardashian type shit.
Huh?
Put it out there. It's like that Kardashian type shit.
Like what?
That's the shit generational.
You talking about Madam Chris?
Bags now, though.
Oh yeah, now yeah.
They have their own bag, but they work. They move. They having bags now.
Mama worked the move. The mama started the move, and then she put it on down to her kids.
But maybe they love the people they were with.
Does she still go with a black dude? Absolutely, and he playing his part.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems
may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know, I feel like to each his own, but at the end of the day, a nigga ready to play a role for one of these rich bitches. You better not act like you like me. I love you. Today. Today.
Oprah Stedman.
Chris Jenner got that one dude that she
like, did. Come on, man. Oh, yeah. So like, niggas always trying to act like they can't. So you think if you was on trial, you couldn't for real, honestly put in your head that I'm not guilty? Just think about that. Like, if you, like, when the police pull you over, you know this shit smell like you just smoked the blunt. Be like, I smell weed. Like, how? You think you're not convincing then?
Right.
I just dropped my son off at the nursery, sir.
Well, I just left out the club and they were smoking in the club. That way you probably smell whatever. Yeah. Whatever lie you tell, you're going to be convincing, right?
Right.
For
right.
your life, right?
Right, right, right.
So, that's so you think a bitch can't convince for her future?
Also, the same principle right. applies. Okay, I get it.
Kodak, I mean, he ready to get tricked. You think a bitch
Sweet
can't convince
Penny Andy.
You if she knows she ain't got no other way, she cannot convince you that she love
cannot.
You?
Not look, she can't.
Call that look, capping, yeah. man. Call that
Says
capping.
The nigga that has a yam cam.
Yeah, you capping, though.
The yams be yamming, too.
Yeah. Capping. Call that capping.
Big cap.
How am I capping? What am I capping about?
I feel
what
like anybody about? Can be tricked.
What anybody can be tricked.
I feel yeah. like anybody, can, anybody
well,
can
I ain't
be tricked.
I ain't been tricked. No, shit. No, that was different.
No, oh,
that
was different.
Nigga,
right,
you been tricked.
Oh, spill it, girl, spill it. JoJo, what happened? So don't shut her up.
Basically, Kodak was talking to this girl, and
yeah, tell the whole
I'm
story.
I'm gonna say the whole story. So they went out on a date, and he was meeting up at the spot and told the girl to meet him at the spot. Well, she hit him up like, dang, you're not gonna come pick me up? And he like, oh, shit, I didn't know you wouldn't pick me up. Cool, I'll go pick you up. He went, picked Shorty up. On the way back to the spot, she like, oh, can you stop somewhere real quick? I got to pick something up. He like, sure, where we need to go? She's like, I got to go to Zales. I got to go to Zales. I got to pick up my earrings. And I'm like, he telling me this story. I'm like, oh, okay. So what happened? He was like, I took her to Zales, you know, let her get her stuff, and then we went to go get something.
Hold on, Kodak bought some shit for Zales?
No.
Oh.
She went, picked them up, and then they went out to eat. So he telling me the story, and I'm like, Kodak, that sound like she tried to get you to pay for them earrings. She wanted
big
to
facts.
Try you to see if you was gonna pay for them earrings. He like, nah,
that ain't it.
I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, all right, just keep your head on the swivel. Boom. Weeks go by, they go out again. Now he feeling Shorty. He like, oh, you know, I'm really liking her. I'm doing things that I don't never really do. Wooty woo. So he like, Shorty, I'm on that with you. I like you. I want to take it there with you. And she says, all right, well, I come with a lot. He's like, okay,
oh,
I understand
tricked.
That. You know what you need.
You've been
she,
tricked.
Like, you know, I got you. I'll take care of you.
Dun, dun,
she's
da, da, da.
Like, oh, my mortgage is.
Shrooms. Look, shrooms. Oh, she's one of them responsible hoes. Shrooms. She got a house. Shrooms.
She came with her move all back, though.
Off rip.
But just imagine.
Eject those seat, cuz.
See, I'm going to tell you why you ejected her, though. Because she was too upfront.
Yeah.
If she would have got them, found the way to get your ass down.
Slither it in.
She did it too fast.
Your ass would have been bad.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been out here. My bills, here you go. Some on it.
Yeah, she did it. She started
getting some on it.
She would have just took them lips off that dick. Yeah.
Nah, but she did it too fast. Yeah. Hey, when y'all went to Zales, did she say, you getting out too? You walking
No,
nah,
we went in together.
That's oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
And you just watched her go in her
pants. Yeah, I was like, in the back, shit.
Big homie's house.
We not, did you spend any money on
it? Hell no. I paid for the food. Yeah, we went to
Juicy Crab.
Hello, Juicy Crab Day.
How long you fucking with her?
Shit, probably I ain't get no yams.
Oh, she was trying to sell you some pussy, really.
Yeah.
She was really trying to sell him a house if she was trying to get him really to pay for the mortgage.
If I'm paying
But why she say to her house if y'all ain't hit and all that stuff?
So why you just ain't tell her like shit? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Once you seen it, cause you wanted to hit her, right?
I did. Definitely.
You should have been like shit.
But I have a question. So
you want to see what it's like? No swimming, baby. Let's get this shit fitted, cause you ain't been getting the lemon. And then turn around. I don't get none of the pussy you try to get there.
What was your question?
I was gonna. And then you're trying to change it. Yeah, I was gonna ask you a question.
Why you just ain't offer the money for the pussy for that?
I wasn't thinking, bro. I felt so tried.
He
I was like,
so
damn,
hurt.
Bitch.
You're right.
Oh, you were hurt.
And then that goes back to the emotion.
I wasn't hurt.
She loved him.
I was.
He thought she loved him.
Right. You were tricked.
Yes.
I wasn't hurt. I felt tried.
Case closed.
I felt tried.
You felt tried because you weren't there for that. You were there for a relationship.
I was.
Yeah, but I have a question. So men get into relationships with girls before they have sex with them?
And there's plenty of people in relationships.
So men getting relationships with girls.
Oh, no.
So you was about to take it to the next level and y'all ain't hit yet?
I was about to say that.
He was wanting to.
Oh, so that was your way of trying to
hit her. You just wanted to hit her, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Kodak.
But who the hell? Okay.
But you tried her. You can't be mad if she tried you.
You
were trying each other.
Yeah, you can't be mad if she was trying each other.
He didn't try her.
He didn't try.
How is sex not an even trade?
That is, huh?
What the hell?
How is sex an even trade?
How is sex not an even trade?
What you
how
mean?
Is it even?
What you mean?
We fucking. I'm fucking you. You
getting some? You know how many niggas that probably want to fuck her?
Who fucked
her? How many niggas that probably want to fuck her that.
You know how many niggas that.
That
you know,
pay for that shit?
They gonna pay that little money.
You know who? How many niggas that is fucking
her? I'm in my head like,
that ain't her first rodeo.
That mortgage was paid. You was gonna.
I was a little something on extra.
Yeah,
I was
paying light bills and shit.
Yeah, you know. Hey, but I did get tricked.
Damn. Was she on the Homie House show?
Nah.
Not yet.
I was gonna say you gotta talk some exposure too, and now still charge you like that.
Nah,
damn.
Fuck her. Nah.
What?
We're not doing that.
So
not going for that.
The moral of the
what
story
you think,
is,
Screen?
Everybody could be tricked.
Oh, no, not that part.
I'm
saying, do you...
Everybody can be tricked.
But
the best of them done got it.
The best of them, it might be slight.
But the best of them done got
that's
it,
that's how you
man.
Get better.
Oh,
what I'm saying is, can you find love after you like successful?
Yeah.
Like a nigga like...
Yeah, I think you can. But I think
I think
I, don't
nigga,
know if you,
I think
I don't
he can
think
too. Like,
I don't
look
think
at
he can be at the top of the
look at Jesus and his wife. Like, I believe that lady really
that's
loves
what I'm
him.
Saying.
But,
they do the same thing.
He really loves her. I believe
she got
her
but she already got her own money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So yeah. You
yeah.
Said,
she
yeah.
already got
that
her
makes
own
it.
Shit.
Of course. Of
like,
course.
She elevates. She helped. Like probably elevate his mind. Whatever. You know how niggas think it different.
Yeah.
You got somebody that love you. Love you. Like.
Yeah.
You love me.
Is the nigga that is the nigga that pulls up in the drive through at McDonald's the chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, can she be the chick for that millionaire nigga?
Nah,
can
she?
Can.
She can.
The drive-thru. She's a beautiful woman, right? But she's working at McDonald's in the drive-thru.
So all I need to do is wipe her down. You can. I feel like you can.
But also, a lot of those.
You need to meet her first and see where her mind is.
But
at.
A lot of
sure.
But a lot of those she look good. But what I'm just saying is that can that happen?
It don't make sense to wipe down a maggot.
Some people would say I would never.
Nah, what I'm saying is you might not have to wipe her
okay,
down. Yeah, she might be.
True.
I might meet you.
True.
I might like what I see. And then when I meet you, start hanging with you. But that's the whole part of getting tricked.
Yeah, you don't know.
Because you pull up a whole million that shit. You don't know if she like you from the beginning.
Exactly.
You like her.
But the thing about that is, though, like, you gotta be careful about women like that because a lot of times if they in that situation, they already in survival.
Or it could be some coming to America.
What? God. Why do y'all think that every bitch gotta be saved?
Yeah, it could be some coming to America shit. Like, for real, like, she don't give a fuck about what you got. She don't care. She don't even want you. She wants you, but she don't care about none of the extra.
So now women don't care about money.
They're not going to assume
that every time they see some money, it's their money or they can get it.
Or not every girl.
Not assume that.
Because you got your own shit, Jay.
No, one thing,
you're
not every girl cares about somebody's money. Like, just because you got money don't mean you going to hit every girl.
Motherfuckers.
Every bitch in the world care about money.
Yeah. But I'm saying, just because
ain't
you
no
got
such
money
thing.
And a girl,
they wake up thinking,
you
how
I'm going to
pay these bills.
Oh, no.
Not every girl
going to
fuck because you got money.
Nah, but if she see a nigga she like, that got money, she going to fuck.
that's yeah, different. But I'm saying not
funny that she like she gonna fuck. Period.
That is true. What is talking about? Broke niggas get pussy. Oh no, not
for sure, but sometimes. But you know what I'm saying.
They want most of the time they try to be with something for him.
They ain't trying to be with him. They trying to be with this nigga with this money.
But they could like a nigga with no money and try to coach him to get to
But
it.
See, the broke nigga, I mean, the nigga with the money could be a dickhead, though. And a broke nigga could just be down on his luck for that point in time.
Broke niggas gonna put the time in for that pussy. Then you might already gonna kill all that. Like, he gonna do what it take. The nigga Kodak, man. Kodak say he got down, can't be tricked.
I cannot be tricked.
He been tricked.
I see.
Trick was attempted. There was an attempt.
Look, I walk in a Mexican restaurant one day.
Oh, Kodak, come on,
Kodak
man.
In the corner, trick in.
Come on, man. Come on, man. In a,
some tacos. I'm like,
big homie,
I call him. Damn. I can hear him say, hold on, this screen. Screen, what's up?
That's
hey, I'm behind you, my nigga.
Oh, hold on, that's Cap.
That's Cap, man. He want me.
I'm behind. I see you, Cap ass nigga.
That's Cap. I was in there. Thing. I was in there shooting.
I'm right behind you, trick ass nigga.
Tricky. I'm not a trick. I just, you know, shit. If I like somebody, I'm gonna kick it with you. If I really like somebody, because I'm not what you doing ass nigga. I'm not gonna sit him and text you what you're doing 30 times.
I'm looking
like
right you, at your brown nose ass.
Take him out. If I like you, hell yeah, I'm gonna take you out. See if I really like you.
Okay.
Kodak, you ever had a girl on your show that you smash?
A girl on his shoulder.
On my show.
That he smashed.
I think so. Yeah.
But you ain't fucked none of them hoes.
Nah, because I be trying to keep it professional. I'm not trying to get Me Too'd out here.
Not Me Too.
I'm not trying to get Me Too'd out here. We're about to have a consent form for the Yam Cam moving forward.
Big facts. For sure. You definitely need that.
It's getting real out here.
Like, you definitely need that.
That nigga told me he was going to get
my mama step.
Bullshit. But yeah, before. Yeah, it's been real.
Hey, salute to Kodak. Y'all check out Big Homie's house. And, of course, Big Facts, www.bigfactspod.com. Any final words, Jade and Bank?
We got Big Homie Mania in this motherfucker, man.
Homie Mania is running wild, brother. Shout out JoJo.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
These niggas crazy,
man. You motherfucker fried up, man.
What's that mean?
Shoo, 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 shoo,
shoo, shoo, shoo, shoo, shoo. Appreciate y'all.
Make sure you check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Follow us on all socials at Big Facts Pod. Next week on Big Facts Podcast, we will be having a conversation with Mayor Kasim Reed. That's right, Mayor Kasim Reed. It's about to sit down with the Big Facts crew. It's going to be legendary. Everybody out there, salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.